We're continuing our conversation with the Henry County Board Chairman, Marshall Jones, today on the noon hour on WKEI. The fiscal year for Henry County ends in November and begins a new fiscal year at the start of December. How did COVID-19 affect the last 12 months in Henry County?
Well, it hasn't been as bad as we initially thought it would be, our homeowners, real estate taxes were paid into the treasurer's office. Our sales tax were pretty much normal after May. They started picking up again, and so we're still left in pretty sound financial condition. And I don't like to spend money that we don't have to. So we question when expenses are brought up, is this something that's really necessary? Mm-hmm. So by and large, even though the virus has shut us down to a degree, we're still in pretty good sound shape at this time.
Moving back to COVID for just a moment, with the possibility that a vaccine could be coming early next year, has the Office of Emergency Management briefed the board on how the movement of that vaccine would go, or is that something they're going to do?
We will be briefed on it. As a matter of fact, the Office of Emergency Management is tasked with coming up with the distribution plan for that. And I've got Matt working on that right now. There's several other things that he's working on, but he's putting a lot of attention on how we will exactly distribute that. So that's something that will be coming up in the very near future.
All right. Well, that answers all my questions.
Okay. Well, I'm trying to find something here. As I was saying, we ended the meeting after congratulating our outgoing board members. We've had people from 4 years service up to 20 years service. Mm-hmm. Rex Kaiser, 4 years service. He's going off the board. He didn't run again. Roger Grattert, our former county board chairman, he was on served the community for 18 years. Lawrence Reddick, he has 4 years of service and he opted not to run again. Jerry Thompson, 14 years of service. And I had to poke a little fun at Jerry last night. Back in 2012, I was appointed to the board to fill an open slot. And there was about 3-4 months left in that term. And as far as the vote on that was 19-1, and Jerry voted no. So I went up to him and said, "Well, Jerry, what is this? What's with this no?" And he said, "Well, he just wanted to be different. Everyone else was saying yes, so he said no. He knew I was getting in there." But Jerry has been a very good friend on the board. He's done good things for us. And we poke fun at each other. He and Rex Kaiser generally, they were both on the finance committee, and they brought a lot of experience there. Rex with his banking background, and Jerry just being on the finance committee for so long, had a wealth of knowledge there.
Yeah,
but they used to tease each other as to which one was the oldest. So that was a good thing, a fun thing. A little camaraderie that we have there. And of course, John Savonsky, he had 20 years of service on the board. And we will miss John and the other members as well. But we also welcome the new members to the county board. One of the things that that was brought out by several other members is that although we run as Republicans and as Democrats, and once we get on the board, we don't mention those designations any longer. We look at things that can be done to benefit our county. And that's that was one of the things that I've appreciated since I've been on the board. There hasn't been any partisan wrangling, although now we were predominantly Republican last year. Now we're even more so. But prior to that, there was a pretty even split. Mm-hmm. And I call many of the, call them all friends. Didn't always agree on steps or on measures to take. But once we made a decision, once we voted on things and it was done, then we went on about our way. And we continued to work together to do the best we could for the citizens of our county.
I think you've absolutely demonstrated that with each of the meetings that I've covered for the Henry County Board. I don't think there's anybody who can question that.
And our next board meeting will be on December 7th. That is our organization meeting. That's where we will vote for our incoming county board chairman and vice chair. We'll also appoint members to various committees within the county and also outside committees. So we're looking forward to that. We're trying to figure out a way how to do that, whether we're are we going to do it virtually or if we can find a room big enough to fit us all in that will fit within the guidelines that we're under at this time. Mm-hmm. Or at that time.
Yeah.
And that will be the only business that will be transacted at that particular meeting. Is just reorganizable. The last thing I shared with the board last night is a statement that Earl Nightingale made several years ago, and he had a little talk called The Fog of Worry, and he says that according to the Bureau of Standards, a dense fog covering 7 city blocks to a depth of 100 feet is composed of something less than 1 glass of water. So if all the fog covering 7 city blocks, 100 feet deep, were collected and held in a single drinking glass, it would not even fill it. And this could be compared to our worries. If we can see into the future, and if we can see our problems in the true light, it wouldn't tend to blind us to the world, to living itself, but instead to be relegated to their true size and place. And if all things most people worry about were reduced to their true size, you could probably put them into a glass of drinking water too. It's a well-established fact that as we get older, we worry less. With the passing of years and the problems each of them yields, we learn that most of our worries are not really worth bothering ourselves about too much, and that we can manage to solve the important ones. But the younger people, they often find their lives obscured by the fog of worry. Yet there's an authoritative estimate of what most people worry about. Things that never happen, 40%. That is, 40% of the things you worry about will never occur anyway. Things over and in the past that can't be changed by all the worry in the world, 30%. Needless worries about our health, 12%. Petty, miscellaneous worries, 10%. Real legitimate worries, only 8%. Only 8% of your worries are worth concerning yourself with. About 92% are pure fog and no substance at all. And the idea is that each of us, we can look back on our own lives and recall things that have really agitated us or made us worry, and that never happened at all. And once something is done, you can't do anything about it. So you can acknowledge it, acknowledge what has happened, but then you have to go on and live your life and deal with the thing that is set before you that you can actually affect. Hmm. There's a scripture in Matthew also that talks about worrying, where Jesus was saying, and I say to you, don't worry about tomorrow. It says, don't worry. It says, sufficient for each day is each day's evil. That is, deal with what is before you right now. be aware of what's going on. We're told to be aware of our surroundings, to be aware of to see bad things coming our way and take cover. So do the best you can to keep yourself healthy. But at the same time, don't let yourself become overly agitated because of it. And this COVID situation, of course, we haven't done a very good job of keeping down fear within our community. With all of the conflicting laws or conflicting comments on it, we do have a lot of people concerned. And we should be concerned, but at the same time, not overly concerned. Make sure you take care of yourself. Socially distancing, the masking, the things of that sort. Well, do those things just to protect yourself. And take it day by day. As you say, we do have a couple of vaccines on the horizon right now that will be distributing soon. So we will survive this. We will get this behind us and continue to move on in the future. But anyway, I want to thank you and the citizens of Kewaunee for allowing me to serve you these past 6 years I've been on board. I've got another 2 years to go and looking forward to serving you in our new fiscal year as well.